Kelvinator, builder of Nash motor cars, Kelvinator of Leonard Home Appliances, presents the Andrew Sisters Show. With the top few branches of the week, one of the stars of Metro Golden Mayer Technicolor musical Mickey in St. Louis, Miss Marjorie Maine. With George Gabby Hayes, Marvin Miller, Dewey Alamo Markham, Coy Willing, and the writers of the Purple Sage, Dick Joan and his orchestra, and starring the Andrew Sisters.
When Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah, hurrah, people are gonna gather round from near and far. The ladies' hearts will be in a whirl, you wind up stealing the sergeant's girl. I will carry on when Johnny comes marching home. When Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah, hurrah, we'll give him a hearty welcome then, hurrah, hurrah.
The way he rides and rolls and
Oh, Laverne, look, after all, he's only a singer.
Oh, no, Maxine. Frankie's a great musician. You should hear him play the piccolo.
Oh, Laverne, you don't have to be a great musician to do that. Anybody can learn to play the piccolo.
From the inside?
Oh. Is Laverne still moving around over that Sinatra Maverick? She sure got it bad.
Bad? Why, the poor kid swoons every time she passes a mop handle.
Laverne, I don't see what you want to pine over that buzzard for, with a husky man like me around.
That's right, Laverne. Why bother with the mop handle when you can have the mop?
Never mind the mop. Look at my physique. Why, the gals look at me and say, what a pair of shoulders. Then they look at that skinny coyote and say, what's a pair of shoulders?
Oh, now, Gabby, you couldn't be jealous, could you?
Who, me jealous of Sinatra? I'd sooner be jealous of a motherless calf. Why, he's so anemic that when he stays out all night, only one eye gets bloodshot.
Where's the phone? I'll get it, kid. Andrew's sisters ate to the bar ranch, probably the cute one in the middle speaking. It did? Oh, that's wonderful. That'll make the children in town very happy.
Pat, what happened?
Oh, the schoolhouse at the county seat just burned down.
I hope my old man got out all right.
Oh, yes, we'll be glad to have you.
We'll reserve a room just for you.
Goodbye.
Another reservation, Tom?
Yes, the school mom at the county seat wants to spend a few days on the ranch while repairs are being made on the schoolhouse.
School mom, eh? Well, now, that's for me. Reminds me of the time in Dodge City when two school moms were just mad about me. I'll never forget the day they decided to shoot it out, see which one would get me.
Well, which one got you?
Both of them. One of them in the leg and the other in the hip.
Gabby. Hey, come to think of it, kid. This school teacher might teach those cowhands some manners. And then when we have city dudes on the ranch, they'll know how to act.
And incidentally, Gabby, you need to be taught some manners.
Well, what have I done now?
Well, for instance, last night you reached all the way across the table for the bread. Then you reached across the table for the meat. Gabby, don't you have a tongue?
Yeah, but my arms are longer.
You see, that's what I mean. I think this school teacher will help our ranch a lot.
Well, that's good.
Well, that's good, good, good.
It's a good mom. Let you, let you. Nice, nice, nice. Let you, let you. Fine, fine, fine. Let you, let you.
For example, the old saying, waste not, want not. Well, that's been given a new twist in these days of food rationing. For in addition to its original meaning, we've learned to interpret it as follows. Don't waste anything, and don't hanker too much after what you can't get. Yes, we Americans have learned to conserve vital supplies and to take shortages of many items right in our stride. Here at Kelvinator today, we're producing solely for the fighting front. But we do pledge you that when our war job is done, we will bring you new Kelvinator refrigerators, electric ranges, and home freezers. New and finer home appliances that will make your kitchen truly the heart of your home. And meanwhile, depend on this. Your Kelvinator dealer and all other home appliance dealers stand by to help you keep your appliances at top efficiency. Until that day when you and he will have the great new products of tomorrow.
And blisters working for the Andrews sisters. Think of me, Miss Betty?
I sure did, Alamo. You know, we have a ranch guest coming in for the county seat, and we want you to fix up a real good dinner.
Hey, Miss Betty, I've got a meal fit for a king.
Oh, that's fine, Alamo.
Well, look here, Miss Betty. In regard to that matter of our foreign policy...
Foreign policy?
Yes, ma'am. Could you possibly consider lend-leasing me a few dollars to pay aid?
But Alamo, I've already advanced you some money.
Now, Miss Patty, if you want to cook on this here ranch, you better give me advance on my advance.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you see, I just got a letter from Mr. Morgenthau, and I quote from the letter. Quote, Dear Mr. Alamo, concern of your income tax for last year, to wit, please repent.
Why, you shouldn't mind paying your income tax.
Oh, I don't mind paying my income tax at all. I love it.
You do?
Yes, ma'am. For three good reasons. In the first place, I love my country. And in the second place, I am patriotic. And in the third place, Mr. Marvin Carr won't take it anyway.
Well, I get the point. You mean you're broke?
No, ma'am. Not unless you call not having any money being broke. And you know what income tax is. Spell that backwards. That's Alcatraz.
Well, we'll take care of that later, Alamo. Say, what are you going to have for dinner? You know, that chicken you cooked last week was pretty good.
Oh, Miss Patty, don't remind me of that chicken.
Well, why not? It tasted all right.
I know it. But I got so mad stuff in that chicken that he and I got together and I could have killed him.
Oh, Alamo, how you carry on?
But I'm going on back in the kitchen, because you're coming right over the purple stage singing Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweed, Tweedle-um, oh, boy, singing that.
We love
Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um,
Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, Tweedle-um, We love well, not the valley. We love well, not the hills. They do baby, running that baby. Get that thrill, we love well. We love well, not the weeping. We love well. Is it easy? I'm not breathing. Let me tell. We both will. We both will. But I'm going to. We both will. With the moon. And they're waiting. Taking all patient. Over the hills. We both will.
Cut that shooting out there. We're expecting a schoolmarm any minute.
Oh, who do you think I am? Get your old way in.
Well, Miss Lane, welcome to the 8th of the Bow Ranch. So you're the school teacher from the county seat.
Yeah, she looks more like the county seat.
Daddy, Miss Lane, this is our ranch foreman, Daddy Hayes.
Is that Daddy Hayes?
It sure is.
Huh. Even Wally Gray looks good to me now.
Ma'am, I've seen the water company dig up better looking manes than you.
Patch on that
chimney yarn. Now, darn cantankerous.
Miss Lane, we have a nice comfortable room for you. We hope you'll enjoy your stay here.
Thanks. You know, you'd better smart up the ranch out here.
Yes, we have 16 rooms and 3 baths. And we used to have 4 baths, but Daddy took one.
You're not.
Yeah, there is a strong resemblance at that.
You captive kisser, you. I may not be a raving beauty now, but I can look back on the days when I had plenty of good looks. That's just when I was on the stage. I was really something to look at in them days. When I come out in them high button shoes and my thing and my bustle.
Bustle? What's that?
A calico version of Bill Frank's man.
Hey, I remember the day one of them shows come to our town. My pa told me not to dare go see it. Said there were things in the show a little boy shouldn't see. One day I sneaked in anyway.
Did you see anything you shouldn't see?
Yeah, my pa.
Quiet, Daddy. Well, Miss Lane, we're sure glad you came to the ranch. You see, we think the boys could use a little more polish in handling the dudes that come up here.
Well, now, maybe they do need polish it up.
Gee, thanks. We'll have the bunkhouse cleared out for a classroom.
I'll be glad to have you, girls. Especially you, Patty. You remind me of a sweet young pupil I used to have. Clem Malone's daughter, Molly.
You mean sweet Molly Malone?
Yeah.
Do you know her?
Do I know sweet Molly Malone?
Deep wide and narrow. sweet mother.
The Burn Andrews.
I'm here.
I'm Shay.
And who am I?
Bless your little brain, dear. The car for some order.
Teacher, I brought an apple.
Oh, that's that nice of you.
Now may I take a bite?
Yes. Save the core for me. Alamo?
Yes.
Here is something all you ranch hands ought to know about. Spell Longhorn.
Longhorn? That's a cow, ain't it?
That's right. Shut
up. V-O-W, Longhorn.
Hey, Captain Hayes.
Yes.
From Mississippi.
Mississippi. State or river?
All the ridiculous things ever heard of. I don't think you ever went to school.
Who ever went to school?
You must have just went, because you didn't learn very much. And they tell me at the play dance the other night, you wouldn't do no dancing.
Well, I was too proud.
Too proud? Yeah. What do you mean?
None of the gals had danced with me, and I was too proud to ask any of the men.
Well, on the subject of manners, Alamo, I saw you eating your peas with a knife. You know that ain't right, don't you?
Yes, sir. And now when I'm going to eat like a gentleman.
Oh, that's right.
And I'm going to put them in my cellar and just roll them down.
Kind of thing I was referring to. Oh! What's the idea of throwing that paper wad at Marvin Miller?
Oh, correct.
Oh! Stop it, Gabby, before you get in trouble.
I don't care if I do get in trouble.
Oh! Did you hear what I said, Gabby?
I hear you.
Stop! You missed!
Oh! That was my slow one.
Gabby.
And now we're going to learn about life. The birds, the bees.
Patty, what does a bee make?
A bee makes with the buzz.
That ain't exactly right, but you're getting close, honey.
Patty? Oh, we know that.
Honey, I'm in love with you.
You know, a friend of ours remarked not long ago, when the war is over, I'm going to pin a medal on this Nash car of mine, because I've learned that it was really built to take it. And if that Nash is to talk, it would probably say, and I'll pin one on you, too. Because... Patty, what's that?
Well, look, Marv, how about giving us gals a chance to do the commercial? You know, we've wanted to be announcers for so long.
Oh, why? Oh, sure, Patty, if you want to that bad, here.
Oh, no thanks, Marv. You keep that one. We've got one of our own.
Bought a car in Trinidad. Best darn car we ever had. Over up this road, it goes like a flash. You know name, and it rhymes with cash. Finance and tell the makers. Must wait till after one. You'll find your way there. Shoot them high, earned Yankee dollar.
Oh, it's a fact, man, it's a fact.
A work that's now done in our plan. We do for Yankee government. We work for boys who fight so well, making stuff to win and not to sell. Buying ash and tell the nature. Must wait till after war. You'll find no way that home. Houston high earned Yankee dollar.
It's a fact, man, it's a fact.
And so will your Nash dealer. When the day comes, he'll be ready to offer you new Nash cars with the even greater comfort, the even greater dependability, and the amazing gasoline economy that will make your new Nash the automobile that was worth waiting for.
What's Charlie Nash for you to make the great car?
Hey, Miss Main, I almost forgot. Here's a telegram for you. It's come this morning.
Thank you, Cabbage Jam. Here, my dear, what is it to me?
Well, did you lose your glasses?
Nope. I've been so busy teaching school these 20 years and never learned to read.
Well, all it says is that your school has been repaired and the school at the county seat resumes tomorrow.
Well, I reckon now I'm a happy vacation in
school. Oh, I bet you'd be glad to be back. Do you really think the kids burnt down the schoolhouse?
No, they didn't do it.
So what makes you so sure?
That I want a vacation, I'll burn it down myself.
Well, Marjorie, we appreciate your coming up, and we've enjoyed having you.
Oh, thank you, girls. We sure had fun.
On the table, ain't we got fun?
Something to say about income taxes?
Well, it's just this, Pat. Everyone whose 1944 income was $500 or more must file an income tax return not later than midnight of March 15th. That's next Thursday night. And don't forget, folks, the money we pay in taxes helps to pay for victories.
Don't look at me, Miss Maxine. Mine's all made out and paid.
Miss Patty, you have a telegram that's come over the telephone. And I trust you can extinguish the massage.
Well, let me look at it. Andy Sisters, MKH of the Barb Student. Coming up to look at your calves, hope you're in good shape. It says here, arrive next Sunday, signed Jerry Colonna.
Oh, wonderful. See, we're doing okay, Pat. Colonna's coming up next Sunday. And get this, week after that, Bob Hope will be here.
But Kelowna can't come up.
Well, I'm at Laverne.
Because the Allies just captured Kelowna.
Oh, Laverne. See y'all next week, everybody. And thanks, Marjorie Main, for dropping in today.
We'll be with you next Sunday afternoon.
Kelvinator, peacetime manufacturer of Nash Motor Cars, Kelvinator, and Leonard Home Appliances. Now devoted 100% to production for war. The Andrew Sisters Show with Marjorie Main will be transmitted to our troops overseas by shortwave and through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Marjorie Main may be seen in the new Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture called The Harvey Girl. Gabby Hayes is under contract to Republic Pictures.